This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Are you caring for an aging parent? Are you searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources, helping you become the best caregiver you can be. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker.
Hello and welcome to Senior Care Live. I'm Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I really appreciate it. And on this program, we discuss such important subject matters such as, how do you remain independent in your own home? How do you choose a senior care community if you should need that? And when should you consider moving to a senior care community? How to pay for the high cost of senior care. We review many legal issues such as elder law and estate planning. We also discuss how to care for the caregiver. So if you're listening to us on the radio, streaming us online, or listening to a podcast after the fact, again, thanks so much for tuning in and being here today. I really appreciate you. If you need help with placement services from my firm, Senior Care Consulting, or if you want to learn more about the services provided by one of our very knowledgeable guests, you can reach us on our toll-free number at any time, 1-800-331-6445. Again, 1-800-331-6445. And don't forget to visit us online at Senior Care Live, L-I-V-E, seniorcarelive.com. We've updated the website. We're getting a lot of real positive feedback. So let us know what you think, and good information on there as well. All right. So without any delay, I want to jump right in with my special guest this week, Dr. Jared Dirks with Crossroads Hospice. He heads up the palliative care program. Dr. Dirks, thanks for being here today. I appreciate it.
Thanks so much for having me today. I'm really excited to be here and discuss the gospel of palliative care.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So doctor, you have just an excellent story in just the short time that we've been here in the studio. And I would just love for you to share some of that with our listeners about your background and then what led you to Crossroads Hospice and palliative care.
Well, it's a great question. So I'm a family practice doctor. I grew up in a small town in southeast Missouri, and I grew up working with my grandfather, who was a pharmacist and always wanted to touch people and help people. And I saw how he really was able to help people with their journey and with their diseases and healthcare states at the end of life. As I jumped into medicine and finished residency, I really quickly learned that family practice, it was so difficult to make a living because we had to see so many patients in a day.
Mm-hmm.
And with seeing so many patients, sometimes the patients that needed me the most weren't the ones that I saw the most frequently.
Ah.
And so that was a real opportunity for me and Crossroads to kind of, we've this palliative care program. It's a very new program mm-hmm. within the past 2 or 3 years. I've been with Crossroads for about 10 years now as a hospice medical director, but really the palliative care for the past 2 to 3. And so with this new program, we've been able to really help the sickest of the sick, the people that need our help the most, the people that need us to hold their hand and help them navigate the complicated medical system we have now. So that's why I'm here. I'm really excited about the opportunity to continue to be impactful to our Kansas City area and help patients that need our help the most.
Excellent. And I think so. If I had to rephrase everything you just said in a nutshell, quality over quantity.
Correct.
I mean, you see a lot of residents through Crossroads, but all right. So, for example, my wife is an RN in a really busy family practice, just with one physician, 35 to 40 patients a day, and they are all just running their tails off all day. That's a lot of patients to see in a single day.
Absolutely. And there's so many variables that go into people's healthcare. Not only their medicine, but their financial aspect, their social aspect, and what do they want? And we do so much to patients, and sometimes more isn't more, and letting the patient drive their healthcare is more important than anything else. And so we really get to understand the patient's values, where they want to go with their healthcare, and how they want to get there to that end journey.
Excellent, excellent. Okay, so let's start off, Dr. Dirks, with 101, because I'll guarantee you most people probably haven't even heard the term, and if they've heard the term, they don't understand it. What is palliative care?
Great question. So palliative care is, what does the word palliate mean? The word palliate means to relieve symptoms.
Okay.
And so if you go to your doctor and you have a viral bronchitis and he treats you with some medication for a cough suppressant, he's palliating your symptoms. He's not curing you, but he's helping you feel better.
Treating the symptoms.
Treating the symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what the word palliate means. Palliative care is really taking care of people's symptoms with chronic diseases. So I think we were discussing a little bit earlier, but 7 out of 10 physicians cannot tell you this difference between hospice, which is truly end of life care, and palliative care. Those terms are used synonymously in medicine. Even when I was in residency, I couldn't distinguish the two. But palliative care is very is a upstream type of service that is, you know, 5, 10, 20 years out from pre-mortem. And so really we're trying to help those patients that are heading that direction with so many health diseases, health states, get the help they need at that time.
So when we talk about hospice, and we've talked about all sorts of Crossroads hospice programs, and I love the gift of a day, by the way.
That's awesome.
I love that. And I follow Crossroads on Facebook and I just see all of these beautiful stories, and it blows me away and it brings me to tears usually. And it's phenomenal. Oh, and who was it? A country singer. I just saw one. Was it, I'm going to have to get on Facebook.
Okay.
Was it Dirks or,
Dirks Bentley?
Maybe, I'm going to have to find out, but, he made a surprise visit to a Crossroads hospice, patient and just surprised the heck out of her. And the look on her face of like, oh my gosh, you know, it was awesome. So, anyway, I'm getting off track. so who can benefit from palliative care, and give us some examples of that, I guess.
This is an interesting time in medicine, because 50 years ago, we didn't live as long and we didn't have as many disease states. Most of us have one or two disease states: hypertension, diabetes, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, arthritis. And so we live with these diseases for a long time. And really, it's helping those patients understand their disease states, what their options are with their disease states, and to help them feel better with all of their disease states, taking everything globally and looking at the patient holistically together and putting it together. So I call it kind of old school family practice, because that we truly take a responsibility of knowing the patient, knowing what's important to them, and knowing what their disease states are and letting them understand what they are. Taking that information from the cardiologist, from the pulmonologist, the oncologist, and giving it back to the patient so they can understand it and make an educated decision on their healthcare.
And on the ongoing treatment.
And on the ongoing treatment, absolutely.
Of the symptoms. And a lot of times, I mean, if the disease may not be, you know, immediately fatal. I mean, you can live with many pretty bad diseases for decades, but the quality of life, then you have to look at that and you have to manage the symptoms. And that's what we're talking about here.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. And so with hospice care, that's just a very, very different. That is truly end of life. So how is hospice then very, very specific and different than palliative care?
Great question. When I think of hospice, and I'm teaching my medical students or my residents or my nurse practitioners, if you think someone's hospice appropriate, you ask yourself, do you see that patient here in 1 year?
Okay.
Okay. And, you know, with all the things that are happening, do you think they're going to live to be here in a year? If they're not, they're hospice appropriate, most likely.
Okay. All right.
Now, what about these really sick patients that you think are going to be here for a year to 5 years to 10 years? That's truly what palliative care, that niche is, because they have a lot of disease states. They can't get to their family practice doc or internal medicine doc as much as they need to. And we're kind of that gap. We're an extra set of eyes and ears to help them navigate their healthcare journey.
So it's really another layer over and above the current treatment and the current physician that you're seeing.
Correct. One of the things that I always get asked is, well, are you replacing the family practice doc? Are you replacing the primary care doc?
Yeah.
Absolutely not. We're trying to work side by side with that physician to help them help you. And so if they know what's going on in the home or in the nursing home or the assisted living, we can be an extra set of eyes and ears. They can better take care of you. So we try to partner with the primary care physicians and the family practice internal medicine docs to let them know what's happening with that patient.
Okay. All right. That's excellent. And then as far as the insurance coverage, is this covered by Medicare and most insurance programs?
Absolutely. So most people know that hospice is a Medicare benefit. And we don't have a specific benefit under CMS at this time. So our palliative care program is really focused on any insurance, Medicaid, Medicare, and even insurance. But it's billed as an outpatient visit.
Okay.
And so you'll have a copay with it sometimes. But yes, we can take any insurance.
All right. Excellent. Crossroads Hospice. Reach out to Crossroads Hospice. It is a fantastic organization. There are so many different programs. Some of them are just amazing. We've discussed several of them here on the program, including the palliative care program. 816-333-9200. Crossroads Hospice serves the entire metro area and a lot of other metro areas. Our focus here is in the Kansas City and extended metro area. 816-333-9200. And now the Senior Care Life question of the week. Hospice and palliative care must be delivered in a nursing home. Is this statement true or false? The answer right after the break. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now toll free 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by. 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the services offered on this program and how we can help you and your family, call our toll-free number at any time, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are always standing by. You can call this phone number literally 24 hours a day, and a real person answers the phone. How about that? Oh, going old school here on Senior Care Live. 1-800-331-6445. And don't forget, you can stream the program to any electronic device. Super easy to do. Go to SeniorCareLive.com. Click on the giant microphone just right there on the main page, or the Listen Live button. Give it a few seconds to connect, and boom, you are in. It'll be streaming straight to your phone, your tablet, your computer, whatever you have, and it really is that simple. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. Hospice and palliative care must be delivered to a patient in a nursing home. Is this statement true or false? And the answer is false. That is false. All right. And Dr. Dirks, tell us why that statement is false.
They can be delivered wherever your home is, whether that is a residential home, or that is an assisted living, independent living, or a nursing home. Mm-hmm. All services on the palliative and hospice can be delivered in every aspect. Wherever you are in your journey, we can deliver those services.
All right. And it's amazing. That's one of those kind of myths. I do a segment here once in a while called Myth Versus Fact. I guess we could have done it that way as well. But there are just a lot of things that are misunderstood, and that's one of them. We have to have... You can only get hospice or palliative care when you are in a nursing home. Well, no, it's wherever your home is. you can get these valuable services.
Absolutely. And really, we encourage people to get palliative care services earlier than later. Those palliative care consults that we get usually have a better outcome for the patient, so mm-hmm. we actually can improve their symptom management and outcomes. What outcomes is longevity staying in the home, because if their goal is to stay in the home
Absolutely.
As long as possible,
yep.
we can help them do so.
Everybody wants to stay home.
Absolutely.
Until you have to move. And if you have to move, we have some great places here. But I think most people want to stay at home. And if this will help you stay at home longer, why wouldn't you call Crossroads Hospice?
Absolutely. And so it's not only the medical care that we really provide. We also really look at the social determinants of health, which is, you know, do you have electricity? Do you have problems paying your bills? Do you have problems understanding what your medications are? Do you have a hard time remembering your medications? Do you need to have home health involved? Do you need services to help you get food to your house? Do you need so we offer all these different things, not only medical help, but we look at the other reasons that people fail in the home.
So you're looking at really the whole picture and then making referrals or you know, bringing in some other services to supplement to make sure that person can age in place in their home or stay there for a longer period of time safely.
Absolutely. You know, and with our the goals of palliative care, and I kind of want to talk about that a little bit. Our number one goal is to improve the patient's life and satisfaction. That's our number one goal. Our second goal is to help that patient have a better outcome, which an outcome is whether that is staying at home longer or living longer or having symptoms managed. Mm-hmm. And the third thing is we're trying to do is help that patient mitigate cost.
Okay.
And so, you know, if we can reduce one hospitalization, we can save an average hospitalization in Kansas City's $37,000.
Holy cow.
So if I can reduce one hospitalization a month, we can save the healthcare system big, 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 big money.
And with as hot of a topic as healthcare is right now, palliative care should be a program that is just, I suspect it's underutilized if I had to guess. I don't know that. You can correct me if I'm wrong. But I mean, if someone qualifies for that, I mean, you have to reach out to Crossroads and ask about palliative care and how you qualify.
Absolutely. And that's one of my biggest obstacles is getting out to not only the population, but the medical population
yeah.
and talking to them about what palliative care and the benefits. and the benefits their patient can have with the palliative care consult.
And so for the physicians, a lot of physicians do listen to this program. A lot of nurses, therapists, a large number from our medical community do listen to this program. They also refer this program to their patients and a lot of their clients. And so if you're listening, if there is any question about palliative care, what is it? If you would like to have a presentation, doctor, do you go out and talk to some of these groups and maybe offer some education, or maybe someone from Crossroads can do that?
Absolutely. I am more than happy to come out if there's a group of physicians or medical staff that needs some education on what the services we provide and how it can benefit the population. I am more than happy to do so. So please reach out to us at Crossroads Hospice and Palliative Care, 816-333-9200, and we can get that scheduled.
All right, Crossroads Hospice, 816-333-9200. On the Kansas side, Missouri side, and north of the river, they cover the entire extended metro area. And you know what? I was on Crossroads Hospice. By the way, it's crossroadshospice.com if you want to check out the website. It's an excellent website. And there is actually a really neat, if you click on the palliative care button, then there's a five question kind of a survey, and it ask different questions, and then you answer, and then you move to the next question. It only takes maybe a minute, maybe not even that, and then it'll say whether or not you qualify for palliative care. It's a really cool tool that you have on the website.
Thank you. Yeah, it's been very helpful to help patients understand if they can benefit from our palliative care services. But I really, you know, I want also that's not the only way you can qualify. So if you have a life-threatening, limiting illness or a disease state that's not letting you do the things you want to do, you still qualify. So just because that tool, which we hope gets people interested, but also there's other ways to qualify as well.
And so give us some examples of maybe someone with a particular diagnosis who may qualify for palliative care. So give our listeners an example of and they may hear that and say, I might qualify for that. So
we had a patient that we got involved with at a hospital here. Mm-hmm. A hospitalist asked us to come see the patient. And the patient was readmitted to the hospital numerous times.
Yep.
After kind of exploring, she had a condition called COPD, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, where she couldn't breathe. Changes in the temperature, changes in the barometric pressure would set her off, smoking. So we were able to identify that the reason she failed at home was because she did not have the understanding of how to take her medication.
Uh-huh.
And when the hospitalist discharged her with her medication, she was not able to, she didn't have the machine she needed to breathe in the medication.
Yep.
So our team went in, a nurse practitioner, social worker, RN, and a doctor. We figured out we could get her a machine. She started taking her medication. She has not been back in the hospital in 2 years.
See, and that's amazing. And the medication is fairly inexpensive. The machine is fairly inexpensive. And so you had a kind of an intervention, and then you were able to do some education and prevent hospitalizations and improve her quality of life. That's fantastic.
Absolutely.
Dr. Jared Dirks with Crossroads Hospice. He heads up their palliative care program. You can reach out to Dr. Dirks and the awesome team at Crossroads Hospice at 816-333-9200, 816-333-9200. And Dr. Dirks, thanks so much for being here today. Man, that went fast, didn't it?
It did. I can't thank you enough for having me on today. If you ever need me to come back, let me know, and I'll come back and chit-chat some more.
I would love to. I will definitely give you a call. And we'll have a lot more right after the break. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll-free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the services offered on this program and how we can help you and your family, call our toll-free number at any time, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by so you can call literally 24 hours a day. That number again, 1-800-331-6445. And don't forget, if you miss an episode of Senior Care Live, you want to share the program with someone else, or maybe you just want to hear it again and take another listen because maybe you're trying to make notes and you missed that and you're like, oh man, I need to listen to that again. No worries at all. Just go to SeniorCareLive.com, click on the podcast tab, and there you will find all of the previously aired episodes. So, and just as kind of a PSA, right, public service announcement. So today's program, give us a few days to get it up and uploaded on the website and created. So give us to Monday or Tuesday, and then we'll have that up for you. And then at that point, you can listen to this one again, but you can hear everything else previous to that. It's already on the website. So, and just another quick, just a special thanks to Dr. Jared Dirks. He heads up their palliative care program at Crossroads Hospice. And I'll tell you what, and I would love to have Dr. Dirks in again, because there are just so many stories just off the mic. He was telling me so much information that I would love for him to share. But you just talk about a positive impact of the quality of life with someone living with a chronic ongoing condition and ongoing disease. So the lady you talked about who has COPD, so she probably has oxygen, et cetera, et cetera. They were able to intervene and set her up with the breathing treatments and the machine that delivered the medication, the nebulizer, and that prevented her constant rehospitalization. So just think about this. And you talk about an amazing improvement in the quality of life. She breathes better. She feels better. She's not going to the hospital. Who of us would we just love going to the hospital, right? Wrong. We do not. We hate going to the hospital. And they were able to prevent a lot of these just ongoing rehospitalizations. That's just one patient that they see. And he was also talking about, and I just loved this, you know, he said, when I was in family practice, I loved it, but my original concept was to help people deeply and just get to know them and really and truly help them. And when he was in family practice, and there's nothing against family practice, but he just had to see so many patients that he wasn't able to really get connected and really involved at a deeper level. And being with Crossroads Hospice in the palliative care program offers him the opportunity to do that. And I'll tell you what, if you have an ongoing chronic disease management issue, you should seriously reach out to Crossroads Hospice and just check it out and see if you qualify. Check out, you know, how it's paid for, etc. But give them a call at 816-333-9200. Tell them that you heard about the palliative care program here on Senior Care Live. They'll get you to the right person to talk to. And if your organization would like a presentation on palliative care and how that works with Crossroads Hospice, again, 816-333-9200, and one of their representatives will come out, and maybe Dr. Dirks himself will come out and talk to your group and tell you all about that. You really seriously should do that. It's a fantastic program, and I just don't know why you wouldn't want to do that. So give them a call. All right, so I'm going to shift gears here. I want to talk about the VA aid and attendance benefit. We talk about this from time to time. This falls under one of our core categories of how to pay for the high cost of senior care. And I'm just always amazed at how many people I meet every day, every week, every month, and every year who do not know about this incredible, phenomenal benefit. It's just not advertised. I guess we could call this a form of advertisement, but just really spreading the word. The aid and attendance benefit is there to help a veteran or their surviving spouse pay for the high cost of care. And so along with not really being well-known, I would say most veterans and their families listening to this right now, this may be the first time you've ever heard about this, okay? But through my firm, Senior Care Consulting, I discuss this with my clients every single time I sit down, whether they become a client or not, we talk about this and I let folks know about this. So the VA aid and attendance benefit, there are some different pieces to this. There's a military requirement, a financial requirement, and then you have to also need care and a certain amount of care. So you can't say, "Oh, hey, I was a veteran. Send me some money." Well, that's not the program. That's not this program. All right. So the military requirement on the VA aid and attendance benefit that will pay money to help you pay for your cost of your senior care. Military requirement, served at least 90 consecutive days active duty. All right. So 90 days or more, at least one of those days during a period of war. And you know, most of my clients come from World War II. That was their experience, or the Korean War. Recently, I actually worked with a family and their dad served in the Vietnam War. So starting to see a few Vietnam vets qualify for this, but most of my clients through Senior Care Consulting served in World War II and the Korean War. So, and then the other part of the military requirement. So 90 consecutive days active duty, at least one day during a period of war, and then not dishonorably discharged. So most of my clients have been honorably discharged, but there are other types of discharges, medical discharges, et cetera, that are okay. And so then you have the financial requirement. So you have to look at your assets. If your assets are too high, you won't meet it. But and this is kind of similar to some of the conversations that we've had about Medicaid. So they have exempt assets, and then they have countable assets. So your house is exempt, a car, all the stuff in your house. And there's a list of those. But the countable assets that we're looking at, primarily we're looking at liquid assets. So checking, savings, money market, mutual fund, CDs, other investments, et cetera. So a couple can have, you know, around 80,000 in liquid assets, an individual around 40,000. And then sometimes I've had people say, no, the individual can have around 80. So I am personally a little confused by that. But from what I've been told, straight from the horse's mouth, so to speak, is 80,000 and 40,000. So we're going to stick with that. And the reason I say about 80 and about 40 is that the VA actually uses an actuarial table to calculate exactly how what that dollar amount, how much the person or the couple can have. So if you're younger, you can have more. If you're older, you can have less. But it's that those numbers are close. And then to qualify for the maximum amount, and then this one's a little bit tough, a little bit tricky here. We have some government math coming, so hold on to your hat. Your monthly income must be a negative number. And you're like, well, what are you talking about? So you have to calculate your income for VA purposes, your IVAP. And so here's what you do. You take your monthly income, and that's Social Security and maybe some pension, like a pension dollar amount that you have coming in. But add those together, and then you deduct your unreimbursed medical expenses, such as the cost of care, cost of insurance, other medical-related costs. So again, for my clients, their cost of care in assisted living or the nursing home level of care, that is considered an unreimbursed medical expense. You could also be paying out of pocket for private duty care to come into your home and help you out in your home and not have to move anywhere. Well, and that's around $20 to $22 an hour in our area. That cost on a monthly basis is also considered an unreimbursed medical expense. So let's say that you have $2,000 a month, and that's your income, $2,000 a month, and your unreimbursed medical expenses are, let's say, $2,500. So you might be paying $2,500 a month for your home care. If you take the $2,000 minus $2,500, your income is negative $500 in this example. And I know numbers don't go over well on the radio, but that's a pretty straightforward income minus unreimbursed medical expense. If that number is negative $1 or worse, in this example is negative $500, then you will qualify for the maximum reimbursement every single month. But then you can't just do this. You have to be receiving care. So that's the unreimbursed medical expense. And you have to need assistance with at least two, what's called activities of daily living. So here's a very common list, and this is also very consistent with triggering your long-term care insurance benefit. But if you need assistance with bathing, like bathing or showering, mobility, so you know, walking or transferring, and transferring means help moving from point A to point B. The next one is incontinence care. It's very common to have incontinence issues, even if it's an accident here or there or a full-time situation. Help with your eating, right? So eating food and drinking water and fluids. Help toileting, so just using the toilet in the restroom. Or help getting dressed, putting your socks and your shoes on and your pants, your shirt, et cetera, et cetera. So if you have to be paying for care, and that care is helping you with at least two items on that list. So you need help with your bathing and showering or grooming. You need help with your mobility and transferring. You need help with incontinence care. You need help with eating, using the toilet or the restroom, and help getting dressed. So two or more of that list, and that's another trigger. And then right after the break, I'll continue with more information about the VA Aid and Attendance Program. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the services offered on this program and how we can help you and your family, call our toll-free number at any time, 1-800-331-6445. Again, 1-800-331-6445. And I want to continue the thought process and the information regarding the VA Aid and Attendance Benefit, and it's just an excellent program that helps veterans and surviving spouses of a veteran pay for the high costs of senior care. So we touched on most of the main points here. Once you've cleared all of the hurdles, so the financial qualification, the military service qualification, and then your income is actually the way you calculate the IVAP is negative, and you need help with at least two of the activities of daily living, and you're paying for that care, which is now an unreimbursed medical expense. What does it pay? So for a single veteran, can receive up to $1,788 a month. A married veteran can receive up to $2,120 a month, and the surviving spouse of a veteran could receive up to $1,149. So, that's a lot of money. A lot of times that can make the difference between being able to stay home or having to move to a senior care community. And I've also had several examples within my own firm with Senior Care Consulting where we've helped a family get signed up for this benefit, and it's helped them remain at the assisted living level for many, many months longer than if they would have not qualified, not known about this, and not received this money. So it can really stretch out a small amount of money and help you stay at assisted living for a much longer period of time. All right. So Steve, well, what if we have, we're a couple, what if we have over 80,000? Well, you and I am not providing legal advice to you. Okay. But I get this question all the time. Can you make a gift that would reduce your assets to that 80,000 mark or that 40,000 mark and then qualify for the VA and aid and attendance benefit? So the short answer is yes, but however, there are some potential issues with that. And there are also, I keep hearing about some major changes that are being discussed that could totally change that answer. Right now, you can still do that, but they're talking about a Medicaid-style look-back period that would prevent folks from doing that. And if you want to make a gift in order to qualify for the VA aid in attendance benefit, you must be very, very, very. How many times, Ron, can I say very on the radio without getting turned off? Ron says, I'll give you a 10. So but be very careful, as you do not want to potentially cause a Medicaid penalty situation for you and your family down the road. Because let's say you do make a gift, you qualify for the VA aid in attendance benefit. Maybe the gift has not been structured properly. And in the next 5 years, you're out of money. You need to qualify for Medicaid and move to a nursing home. You don't want that gift to set up a Medicaid penalty, which will cause you lots and lots of financial headaches down the road. So I always, always and forever recommend discussing the whole concept of gifting to qualify for VA aid and attendance benefit, and of course for Medicaid. But we're talking about the VA aid and attendance benefit. Recommend discussing this with a qualified and experienced elder law attorney. They're worth every single penny that you will pay them to help you navigate through this and do it properly, with a lot of forethought as to some of the issues that could come up down the road. So who do you call? Call a qualified, experienced elder law attorney. You could also go to an awesome website. It's NAELA.org, N-A-E-L-A, National Academy of Elder Law Attorney, attorneys.org. So NAELA.org, and you can find qualified elder law attorneys in your area. So who do you contact for assistance in applying for the VA aid and attendance benefit? Here's my recommendation. You can do what you'd like to do, of course. I always recommend contacting our friends downtown at the VFW, their national headquarters right here downtown Kansas City, and they have veteran service officers and just wonderful people there who will help you. They'll walk you right through the program. They'll make sure that they're filing a clean application with no mistakes, and they'll coach you through that. It will not cost you a single penny. They are veterans advocates, and they are there to help you qualify for any and all programs and benefits that you may qualify for. So here's the number. Write this one down for sure. 816-968-1153. That's to the VFW National Headquarters right here in downtown Kansas City. 816-968-1153. Let me say this. I would, in my opinion, I would not do this. Beware of some companies out there that are offering to help you with the aid and attendance benefit and then turn around and try to sell you some of their products and services. I've had some people explain that as it felt like a bait and switch. We're going to help you. We're waving our flag and we're very patriotic and we're going to help you with this VA aid and attendance benefit. Oh, by the way, let's take a look at your investments. Let's take a look at your insurance. Let's take a look at your, you know, name there, and we want to show you what we can do for you. And then some people feel obligated; they just feel uncomfortable because that's not why they contacted these folks. So I would just bypass all of that. I would go straight to the VFW for that application. All right. And then I was going to spend more time. I'm just going to touch on this today. I was even thinking about a consumer alert. But again, when I run into this throughout the week, if I'm running into it, then that means that a lot of other people also have questions. I had a super nice lady talk about memory care. And she said, well, if you're in assisted living and then you go to memory care, shouldn't that be covered by Medicaid? And we've talked about this quite a bit. Medicaid is more than happy to pay for the nursing home level of care. But for all practical purposes here on the program, they don't pay for assisted living. Now, there are a few little footnotes to that. I'm not going to get into that today, but they'll pay for the nursing home level. And so she was equating, and just because she didn't know, and this is a very common thing I run into all the time, that's why we're talking about it or touching on it today, she was equating memory care with nursing home, and that's not the case. Memory care is a special type of care for cognitively impaired residents with Alzheimer's, dementia. There are lots of different types of dementia, but you've got the short-term memory loss. You may have behaviors. You may be an elopement risk, and you've got the super short attention span. You need to be redirected. There's a lot to memory care, but let me say memory care can be found at four distinct levels of care: at the nursing home level, at the assisted living level, at the residential care level, and at the home plus level of care. So memory care is not a place, and it's not a level of care. It's a type of care, a special type of care for someone who has cognitive impairment living in those four different levels of care. So hopefully that wasn't as clear as mud. Hopefully that helps out. And if you have questions on that, you could call me at any time. And to everyone listening, I'm so honored you spent part of your day tuning into this program. Thank you so much. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. I'll see you next week right here on Senior Care Live.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.